Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel has been sunny and warm today. In Tel Aviv, it's been a perfect day to enjoy the coast, while Jerusalem experienced mild temperatures, ideal for a stroll in the city's historic streets. Haifa is currently enjoying a pleasant evening with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Ynet reports that Trump is considering his next move on Iran. Options include continuing the siege or expanding strikes after talks with Netanyahu. Officials say Netanyahu presented Trump with strategic maps of Israel's positions in Syria and Lebanon. Also earlier today, JNS reports that Hezbollah used an explosive drone targeting an IDF vehicle in southern Lebanon. The IDF called this attack a clear violation of the ceasefire agreement. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, a senior political figure claims that the growing hostility towards Israel is orchestrated by Qatar, China, and Russia. This follows unfilmed meetings at the White House. Separately, The Forward writes just in that American Jews are urged to step up efforts to stop West Bank terror. They highlight the community's history in social justice. And finally, I-24 News provides the latest breaking news headlines from the Middle East and around the world. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Misgav Institute for National Security posted just minutes ago that deepening ties with India holds supreme strategic importance for Israel. They emphasize the significant impact on security and economic resilience. Gabe Draws, a commentator, wrote moments ago that J Street does not represent American Jews. He stresses this point with a sharp tone. According to I24N, EWS English, posting earlier today, an Israeli citizen who served in the reserves is under accusation for contact with an Iranian foreign agent. Let's go deeper, starting with the Trump and Netanyahu talks. Ynet reports that Netanyahu ruled out any withdrawal from positions in Syria and Lebanon, while threats remain. The discussions with Trump also touched on potential military actions. For Israel, these talks are crucial as they navigate regional threats and alliances. Turning to the Hezbollah drone attack in southern Lebanon, JNS highlights that no IDF soldiers were injured in the incident. The IDF's response underscores the fragile nature of ceasefire agreements in the region. This attack raises tensions and could impact future diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's report on growing hostility towards Israel points to external influences from Qatar, China, and Russia. These countries are said to be fostering anti-Israel sentiment. This development could complicate international relations and Israel's strategic positioning. In related news, The Forward calls on American Jews to focus efforts on halting terror in the West Bank. They draw parallels to past successful campaigns for social justice, urging a renewed commitment. This adds a moral dimension to the geopolitical challenges Israel faces. Lastly, I-24 News continues to monitor and report on breaking developments across the Middle East. In a rapidly changing landscape, staying informed is vital for understanding the broader regional dynamics. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that parents are still concerned about Prinok products. A mother recently found an unusual lump in the company's puree, raising safety questions. Separately, CTEC reveals that a new electricity giant is forming. Generation has acquired Shikun and Binui Energy for 4.45 billion shekels. The deal promises significant advancements in power generation and renewable energy projects. And finally, Globes reports that Teva's revenue has been boosted by branded drugs. Sales of Ostedo, Ajovi, and Uzedi are exceeding expectations with promising projections for 2026. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.